Hi, pals, and welcome to the Disneyland Paris show. Here's your hosts, Lucy, Chris, and Hugh.
Gosh.
And now, Disneyland Paris news. It's St. Patrick's Day.
The lady likes it spicy.
Are they rewriting the story?
A glimpse through the looking glass.
It's ladies' night.
Explore new galaxies.
Well, hey there, hi there, ho there, Disney fans, and welcome to another Disneyland Paris show. I just have to explain my chortle right at the top of the show, because we're doing that thing where you have to try guess what the news is by the headline. And I said to Hugh, oh, I can't think of anything really clever about St. Patrick's Day. Can you come up with a pun, you know, about like emerald or, you know, across the sea or something? And then we all waited with bated breath, and he said, it's St. Patrick's Day. That was genius.
It's the best I could do.
Well done. I'm so glad you're in charge of the greetings card industry.
Sometimes, you know, it's just easier just to say it.
Yeah.
Before we jump in, can I do a not at all often found disclaimer for this show?
Indeed.
Right. We've gone back to the old new microphones that we used when we first started podcasting back in the day. And so I'm playing around with the audio and I'm hoping things aren't too bad, but I just keep seeing things clip. So I've got everything's all digital at the moment. I'm moving around trying to make sure things aren't clipping and stuff, and I'm very nervous about it. But hopefully this sounds better. And if it isn't brilliant today, it'll get better as we go along. So that's good, isn't it?
We think you're amazing, Chris.
They'll soon let us know in the chat.
I'm sure they will. We shouldn't have crackly stuff.
We can't
anymore.
See the chat though, so.
The only crackly stuff we're going to have today is this packet of Takis.
Oh, I've left my bag of bits over there. I've got a bag of stuff.
Is it?
Yeah. I can't wait to tell you about it all.
Oh, wow. Well.
All?
Before we get any too further into that, should we see who's in the chat?
Yes.
Who are they?
All about, please. First in the chat today was Joey. Joey says, hey, everyone. So glad you are back. Be honest, which one of you got invited to the Oscars last week, which meant there was no show?
Come on.
It's the Olivier's baby. I was there last night.
Did you not see me? No, it's not happened yet.
They've had the nominations.
And the Dunn family were second in the chat and quite graciously say, yay, second in the chat. Hello to John. Good to be back, says John. Emily says, evening all. I could really do with a DLP break this week, but I'm so glad to see Big Thunder Mountain was on the move again. Sometimes it's just reassuring to know it's there.
Yeah.
Hi to Faye and Bonnie's in the chat under Lucy's name. Do not be confused. And we have Ed here and we have Love Tinkerbell Forever who says, hi everyone, been listening on Spotify since March 2020.
Oh, whoa. Wow.
But this is my first time tuning in live.
That must make you an OG, surely.
Yeah,
that's
well,
pretty
that's when we
close.
Started,
yeah.
It's properly started.
Listen to this, Flex. Watching from my hotel room near King's Cross Station, as off to DLP tomorrow morning.
What? Well,
it's all right, isn't it?
Where you staying?
Jealous.
We've got Kiva here, who says, happy St. Paddy's Day. We'll catch up later. Have a great show. And
thank you.
Also some traditional...
shamrocks.
Yeah. There's all sorts going on. We've got Jimmy with a pink hand and Maddie, who says, hello.
Hello.
And Kira and Katia, and we've got Emma and Lee's Magical Disney Adventure, who says, hello, first time on live for a while, heading to DLP on Thursday.
Ooh.
Super excited, and we'll be going to the AP party.
Oh, no. What? Well, why am I saying oh, no? That's amazing.
It
good
is amazing.
For you. Send us a trip report afterwards. I'm just, every time I hear it, I'm jealous.
And we've got Disney Bride 2013, and Sam and Ruth and Scottish Claire, Lisa, Andrew, Tracy, Michael, and Cheryl and Wits Wanderlust and Lisa and Emma. And I think I said Lisa twice. And I hope I got everybody else.
Yay!
Yay, indeed.
Yay.
I think I said Michael. Yeah. Hi, everyone. Thanks for coming.
That's so exciting.
We love you all.
Can I tell you something?
Please do.
You know how we like to manifest on this show? We've been manifesting Disney holidays for a few different people, haven't
yes,
we?
Yes, yes.
Well, I've been running for the first time in like a year.
You're running?
I've run four times this week. And then we were talking about it in great detail with our friend Brookie the other day.
Oh, he runs. Brookie runs. I'm running with Brookie on Sunday next week.
I know. I think that's what brought it up, to be honest. So Brookie runs. You might know Brookie from some of our vlogs. He's he likes to have a 3 o'clock mood. That's sometimes caught on camera. So, and of course Hugh runs from time to time. And I've just decided, right, they're gonna bring Run Disney back for 2025. I think we can kiss goodbye to 2024.
Yeah.
But I think they're gonna do it. I've decided, and when I've decided, it's gonna happen. So we're all gonna put good thoughts in for Run Disney Paris 2025. And you're welcome to join us, but you have to put good vibrations out into the universe first, otherwise you're not allowed.
Just to be absolutely clear, if you're half listening to this podcast right now, she's not saying it is coming back in 2025.
No.
She's saying let's make positive vibes, vibes rather, so that it does come back.
Let's make this happen.
Let's ask the universe for
this. This is also based on me knowing absolutely nothing. There is no sign of it coming back. We don't know that it'll come back, but I have decided that it's going to come back. I've also decided if we're all going, we're probably going to take kids. So, Bonnie, you have to do the kids 2K.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, Lucas would be well up for that.
For the 5K. I bet Lucas could do the 5K.
Well, do you know something? So for our football club, we've got a tournament that we're doing in May, and we've been raising money so the kids don't have to pay for it. Lucas, this month, has run 21K in 21 days. So
wow.
It doesn't sound like a lot. It's 1K a day, basically. But he did it all in like 2K bursts every now and again. Mm. He's had an awful cold. And we did the last 5K last Sunday. And he's raised 140 quid doing it. So he can run. And he likes running as well. It's not bad, that, is it?
What?
I know.
Emily
well
says, does it usually go on during the school holiday? It's usually the last weekend in September or the penultimate weekend, depending where the weekends fall. You know what I mean?
So no.
but it is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and the 5K is Saturday night. We would take Bonnie out of school for a day on Friday. But if it was a massive issue, you could just go on the Friday night and then do the 10K on the Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm. Tracy did actually say hi from me and Elsie. So hello to Elsie. Let's not forget.
Hi, Elsie.
Let's not forget Elsie. Michael said, just got back from a week at Disneyland Hotel. Ask me anything.
Ask me anything.
And I think people are asking in the chat, but well, at least wants to know. Keen to know if the kids club is fun. Been a bit underwhelmed by the immersive experience with the iPad scanning wallpaper.
I want to know what it smells like.
Emma's asking if I was not attempting the Irish, which was posted by Kiva in the chat. But no, I didn't.
Sam for God talks in her video about what it smells like.
What it smells like.
She does, yeah. She says it doesn't smell the same as it used to.
No, because it used to be legendary for the smell of the lobby,
there
I think.
You are.
Emily, swap your PPA time around. Go on Friday afternoon. You can be doing the 10K on Saturday morning. Manifest, babes. Manifest. Sorry, Emily has just said in the chat she'd love to do Run Disney, but she's a teacher. Teachers get it tough.
I know we've got a busy week, but just so you know, I think I've got 4 trip reports, unless I've read any of them already, including Kira's review on the Disneyland Hotel. If you remember, she was going to give one because she didn't have a great experience.
I don't
think we've read that out, have we?
No.
Because it would have been 2 weeks ago when we did it, and I think we ran out of time.
I better get cracking on some news.
Yeah, just quickly, Michael says it smells like Old Spice, while Kira said it didn't have a noticeable smell.
Do you know, when I was young in the 80s, middle-aged men all smelled like Brut.
Hello, Roz.
That was like, and my dad wore Brut as well. So
I still wear it.
Do you?
And when I do wear it, the ladies do remark on it. I think it reminds them of the older men in their life, and they go,
oh,
no. Oh, you smell nice,
granddad.
Because I smell like daddy.
That got Freudian really quick.
It's very cheap. That's why I wear it.
Right. Okay.
Let's
do a bit of news. Let's do a bit of news. So remember, we're guessing the news from the headline.
Oh yeah, we're guessing the news.
All right. So it was It's
the first one's hard.
It's St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. 17th of March.
It's also, it's my granddad's birthday. I mean, he's not with us anymore, but it's my granddad's birthday.
Happy birthday.
I like to remember that.
Yeah.
And it's exactly 2 weeks till my birthday.
Yeah.
And it's exactly 4 years and one day since Boris Johnson went on television and said, you're locking down.
He didn't say quite that succinctly.
We're going to lock down.
Yes.
Well, you are.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Anyone wants to come out to the backyard for some wine, more than welcome. Right. So it's St. Patrick's Day, and the hotel lobbies have been decorated with green balloons and green garlands. There's been bagpipers in the village. There's been Celtic rock music at Billy Bob's.
Whoa.
I know.
That sounds cool.
I know, I do. I am actually quite partial to some Celtic rock music, and I'm not even being ironic. Do you know what? I know this isn't Celtic before anyone bites my head off. When I was running today, I was listening to International Velvet by Catatonia.
Mm-hmm. That's not Celtic.
I know it's not. it's one of our UK friends. Members. Members. And just, I don't know how that came up. I think it's because I saw a lot of people speaking Irish in the chat, and I thought, oh, I've been listening to Welsh music today. Billy Bob's and the Steakhouse have led the charge in the celebrations, having various green drinks and a lot of Guinness, I do believe.
I saw on a snarky comment from the DLP report that any excuse for champagne, they've put some champagne out.
No, well, what they've done is there's always a champagne cart there.
Yes.
And they are selling the same champagne, but they've said, why not have champagne for St. Patrick's Day?
They could have at least put just a drop of green food colouring in it.
Yeah, you'd think, wouldn't you?
Make the effort.
Absolutely.
Mon Dieu.
The Skyline Bar is selling a Gaelic Old Fashioned. That's a whiskey-based thing, isn't it? They burn my face off, they do. Anything whiskey.
Like tackies.
Oh, well, everything burns my face off. But basically, whenever we have one of these like miniature celebrations, I'm always like, oh, they've done this, they've done that. Very nice, well done. And none of it's ever earth-shattering. But if you happen to be in the park on one of these small celebration days, it really does add to it. It's like, and you remember it years later. Oh, we were there on Easter Day once and they did this and they had the Easter Bunny meeting here. And you know what I mean? It's fun. So
have we been at Disney World on Labor Day?
Yes, we have, yes. It was just really busy.
And Mardi Gras.
We were there on Mardi Gras. That was excellent. We accidentally found ourselves at Port Orleans on Mardi Gras. Now, you wouldn't think we could do that accidentally, but we just happened to need to get a bus to...
We were getting a bus to somewhere, and I said, well, why don't we can get on any bus to any resort if we're going to...
Disney Springs.
I think we're going to Disney Springs. So that's what we did. And we just happened across a big party at
So we just got on the first bus that we saw, and it was for Port Orleans. And when we got off, it was Mardi Gras. It was excellent. It was really good.
I don't know. It didn't ting to us, but I don't know if my laptop just tings. So you might have just heard some tings then. It's because Lucas is really keen to watch us do the tackies before he goes to bed at 9 o'clock. So we just need to factor that in the next 15 minutes.
Okay.
I tell you what then. I've not much more to say about St. Patrick's Day. Let's tacky down.
Well, do you want a drink first?
Well, let's have a drink after.
Okay, let's have a drink after. Right, in which case, let's tacky down. But there's lots of connected stuff to this as well, and it's kind of important. So I'm going to start off by showing you this video because my youngest son, Ollie, has a message for you, Hugh.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
I just went to Sahota's and I bought some sweets and I got this one that looked like a chili. And I tried it when I was walking back home, and it was very hot. And it also gave me hiccups.
Oh, he's getting a sweet out of his stitch pot.
He's collapsed, listeners. Chris's youngest son just collapsed.
Now he's drinking milk. And now he's running to spit the chili sweet out in the toilet. Now he's come back and he's having some more milk.
Oh, no. Is it really hot?
Your turn.
Okay.
He's put it in a little box.
He has.
Challenge
it's in a little box here.
Accepted.
So these are some chili sweets that Ollie accidentally picked up. So just bear this in mind. So
there is.
They have a pick and mix thing at the shop outside the school. Hang on, I'll just do the close-up camera. Outside the school. And this thing, they can go in and pick whatever sweets they want, and they're very cruelly just stuck some chili sweets in amongst them all.
Oh, I'm dying to have one of these.
They're good.
I'm dying. I'm just going to go straight in with it.
So just bear in mind that this is something Ollie had and didn't know what he was having until he had it.
That's really mean.
Yeah.
That should come with a health warning.
That's great.
They're great. They really are. It's more peppery than anything else, isn't it? But it's,
what
it's
is
got
it
a
on
right
the,
bite to it.
On the Hughville scale?
I'd say it's probably a 3. But I would give it a 2 for mine, because I'm on a different plane now. So it's like, that's like a 2 to me. But most people might think that was a 3.
What would I think it was? A 5?
That would end you.
It's worse than I think that's worse than the fudge we had the other week.
I might try one later on.
Maybe similar. Mm.
They're nice though.
Also, Lucas bought a pack of Takis the other day. Yeah. Now, they have been opened today because he bought them again for you, Hugh. They're goading us now.
Yeah.
So we've got a different pack of Takis as well. So if go on, you do the tacky thing now.
The tacky thing. We said, guys, we put a message out for you guys to enjoy these with us on the show. So some of you might have got a hold of a packet of these.
Yeah, Emma started hers already.
Oh, really? Oh, I like that. At least someone's done it. Let's have one now. Should we get onto some more news as well while we open them? Is there something else to come?
No, but just so that you know, just one other thing on this particular point. I've written a jingle for when we have spicy stuff, but I haven't recorded it yet. But would you like to hear it?
Yeah.
It's from a song from very popular classic, Ichabod and Mr. Toad.
Yeah.
It's Ichabod's theme.
Ichabod Crane.
That's the one. It goes like this. Padron Ghost, Habaneros, Carolina Reapers, Adji Caballero. The boys are gonna try them all. Spicy sauce time.
Yeah. Spicy sauce time.
I think it's got to the point now where you two need a spin-off podcast.
Me too. Right, I'm going in with a tacky.
Me too.
That crunchy.
Ooh.
The listeners, these are like spiraled blue crisps. And me and Bonnie, well, I told Bonnie, you don't eat blue food. Bonnie keeps questioning me on this. But you don't trust blue food. It's not natural.
That's delicious.
They are really tasty. Not overly spicy.
No.
I don't think. In fact, I think these...
It says extreme on the bag, but I think that's pushing it.
I think these Fuego ones might be slightly spicier. I've had these ones before.
Excellent.
Katia says these volcano ones are spicy. Volcano.
Well, I've got some appropriate news here then.
Yes.
The lady likes it spicy. Does anyone know what this news is about?
The lady likes it spicy.
The lady likes it spicy.
Something to do with the Agrabah.
No. Who's the biggest lady in Disneyland Paris?
Biggest lady.
The biggest lady.
The Lady Liberty, of course.
Biggest.
The biggest. There's
what do you mean biggest?
There's a tallest, biggest, massive bum.
Massive bum?
You've taken an up-close photograph of this bum.
Oh. What's she called?
Oh, yeah.
She's got a diner. Annette!
Annette, yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's a big statue. Annette. Yeah, so Annette's Diner have released a new menu item. Normally, I wouldn't use this as news, individual menu items. However, because we seem to have a hot sauce-based podcast, I thought it was quite appropriate. So they've got an Indian Flavours burger. Now, sometimes Indian Flavours are a bit more curry-ish than they are hot, aren't they? But bear with me, because I think Hugh might get this next time we go. Mm. Beef patty. Aubergine, you can pick that off.
I'm not allowed red meat, but go on, I'll have it.
Mozzarella with tandoori spices and ginger. Mm-hmm. Pancetta with a mango sauce.
Hello.
In a curry-flavoured bun.
A curry-flavoured bun?
Wow.
With sweet potato fries and fried curried vegetables.
Oh.
Oh, no, fried vegetable curry. Sorry.
Okay. That sounds good.
So that's now on the menu at Annette's.
Oh, yeah, I'd have that. That sounds great.
That doesn't seem to go with anything else on the menu. It's just like hot dogs and burgers and then this... exotic, spicy
thing.
Dish.
It is a burger. It's a burger.
And there the similarity ends.
But it's it's an exciting burger.
It's an exciting burger. Just so
I've just dragged us down.
Our screen slipped slightly.
Just so I'm not left out in this, they've also got a new menu item at Bellanote. Now, if you've been following with the podcast for quite... If you've been following along with the podcast for quite a while, you'll know that we didn't eat at Bellanote for absolutely ages because I'm allergic to tomato and there was nothing that I could eat. Mm. Recently, they started to do in cheesy pasta. So last time I went, I had cheesy pasta. However, my all-time favourite pasta is pesto pasta. And they now have a pesto pasta dish at Bellanote.
Well
Nice.
What do you know?
It's a happy day. That might seem like small news to some of you, but to me, that's a game changer. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
More news?
Yes.
But before we do more news, can I please scratch something off my map?
Oh my Ooh. God, we've got so much like housekeeping to do these days.
So many bits.
We really ought to get rid of all that stuff.
My map never gets done, and we're getting really behind.
The Netherlands. We're scratching off, listeners. We have a giant map behind us, and it's got all like scratch offy stuff on it. What do you call that? And Lucy's scratching off the Netherlands today.
She's there. Look behind you.
Are we scratching off where all our listeners
that
are?
That was easy because it's so small. So I do let us know if you're anywhere. You know, that you think...
Anywhere in the world.
We might not have had yet.
Hello, Kerry. Kerry's late, but here.
Hello, Kerry. You are late, but here. But that's good.
Right.
Monica says the tackies aren't too spicy, but not a fan of the taste.
Yeah, I get that. But, I mean, I am. I like... They're very lemony, aren't they? Or limey.
These other ones are nicer, the red ones.
Oh, yeah, I think they are as well. But I might take some of the blue ones back for Lucas to try. Yeah, they're all right.
Yeah, man.
They're good. Katya's saying, is Northern Ireland scratched off yet? No.
I love the way you both just went...
Turned at the same
very
time.
Cartoon fashion.
It's got to go on
Tuesday. No, it's on the list.
Right.
It's on the list.
You're doing a very good job of... what's the word, Hugh? Audio narrating today.
Do you know what? There's a switch in your head like for stuff like that. And I'm aware most of the time that when we're excluding the listeners.
Yeah.
I just know...
I know.
Are they rewriting the story?
Well, yes, they are rewriting the story because they're getting rid of my favourite story. They're getting rid of Peter and the Wolf and they're replacing it with Frozen.
Are they getting rid of it?
Yeah, well, by all accounts they are, yeah.
Hang on, let me have a look because I think they're putting it behind it.
Are they?
Behind?
We've got concept art.
Ooh.
So, if you're not sure, they've just closed the Storybook Boat Ride and Casey Jr. for a lengthy refurbishment, which includes putting a frozen land, I suppose, a frozen element of the story in, and a Winnie the Pooh element of the story in. I think. Oh, I see what's happened. Can I use the close-up camera?
You can.
Oh, which way? That way.
That way. Oh.
So this is a concept art that we've got. More concept art.
Sorry.
That's what we've got at the moment.
God, that needs a paint, doesn't it?
This is Peter and the Wolf for those people listening. So we've got a close up, and thank you very much to DLP Report for this photo. So that's what we've got at the moment, and then this is what we're going to get. Now I thought that was leaving the Peter and the Wolf cabins. And putting the North Mountain behind it, but it isn't, is it? Because that's Kristoff's cabin. Yep. Is that Kristoff's cabin? So they are, Chris. Oh, but it's not just, it's the music that we lose then.
Not Kristoff's cabin.
Oh, no, Wandering Oakham.
Wandering Oakham.
Sorry, that's where she's
my blowout.
That's where she meets Kristoff, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that's one. And then the other one is...
And she says, I want you to take me up the North Mountain right now.
Right now.
We're going to be getting... Winnie the Pooh. And again, this is what we've got. This is what we've got at the moment, which is Hansel and Gretel. And then that's what we're going to get.
Okay.
So,
a tree?
Yeah,
I mean,
a tree.
Yeah, fine. Small changes.
I mean, it is. I think that the layout of that ride, there should be enough room to keep what we've got and add more.
What music do you think they'll use for Frozen?
I don't know.
There's a chance it won't be Let It Go. I just like that...
Into the Unknown would be good, because you just go under the tunnel there, don't you? And it's the first thing.
No,
there.
I think... Oh, well, yeah, you just come out of a tunnel.
I like that music
you?
That sounds like a Western. That goes... Duh, duh. The rest of it sounds more like a Western than that bit. But you know the bit I mean? There's a bit of music in it.
Hmm.
Yeah, there's that there's that theme that she follows, isn't there? You know, like, she keeps hearing the song of the...
Into the Unknown, that... The,
That they might just go with like a kind of mix of that, might they?
Maybe.
That could be quite a thing.
It'll be all orchestral, won't it? Because none of them have words. None of the music on that ride has words, does it?
Andrew says, it's not the frozen land I expected. Sit tight. I think there's a bigger one coming.
So, yeah, it's, I mean, I think it's utterly natural that this is a ride that gets continuous updates with IP. I mean, it was made in the 90s, and of course you've got Aladdin and Beauty and the Beast in there. They stuck Rapunzel's tower up on a hill mm-hmm. a while ago. So it makes sense that they'd keep putting things in. I'm just quite sad to lose older things, because I also think it's not just nostalgia, etc. You're losing a bit of Disney history. You know, it kind of takes you through these different fairy tales and different films, and it's easy to sort of weight the popular new ones, but you can't forget that we're standing on the shoulders of giants with this world, you know.
Yeah, you are right. I guess it's keep moving forward, is it? Is it? Is that what it is?
I think you could do both.
I prefer this to bulldozing Dinosaur, whatever it's called, that place that you like.
Dinoland
USA. The greatest. See, look, I mean, if anyone thinks I'm joking, it's because I've got this Nachosaurus Nacho holder, which doesn't look good on the green screen. But I do genuinely like this sort of, like, kitschy dinosaur stuff. That's why I like that land. Mm. I'm not saying it to be perverse. I genuinely do like it.
But that's what I mean, though. Getting rid of a little bit on one of these rides is one thing. It's that, yeah. That's progress. It's still the same ride. It's still mm-hmm. everything about it's the same. It's not just getting rid of it to put something else up.
Yeah.
And for me, that's, and one that's of them's kind of acceptable.
One of them's Winnie the Pooh, which is even older than any of the others, I think. Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, no, because there's Fantasia.
Then they have to do a hell of a job to get rid of Chernabog and that bit, or even the Little Mermaid. That section's huge, isn't it? This is just a little nod, really. It's all it's ever been. I just don't understand why they couldn't keep it there. And I mean, I suppose for the music and the continuity, that side of it, you can't really keep multiple things there, but you could have just had Peter and the Wolf as you go past and still have those figures there in the woods. That doesn't get better.
Emma says in the California version, they play Let It Go in the Frozen section.
Ah, that's a novel.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Like anyone needs to hear that song ever again, let's be honest.
A Glimpse Through the Looking Glass.
Uh-huh.
I've kind of added a bit of a spoiler.
Oh,
for this.
Yeah.
Is this about all the mirrors in the ladies' toilets are
one way?
One way glass?
As Chris did earlier when he said, for anyone half listening to this podcast, Hugh isn't suggesting that is what's happening. This isn't news.
He's being slightly facetious.
Yes. I'm making a joke.
No, this is, we've got some promotional material for the Alice in Wonderland.
Yes.
New Alice in Wonderland. Hang on, I have to scroll. Right, let's start there.
Lucy scrolls, listeners.
Am I upside down again? Yeah.
Sorry. It's because of how I've set the camera up, by the way. It's not Lucy's fault.
What have we got? What are we looking at here?
So this has been released by... do you know what? My news is on my phone and I've just put my phone down. But this has been released by Disney to promote their new show, which is expected... Well, not expected to premiere. They have told us it will premiere spring 2024. And it is called... It's in the Cars Motors Action Arena, mm-hmm. but they've renamed it. Is it the... There's Something Stars. I'll look at my notes in a minute. The Something Stars Theatre. And it's called Alice and the Red Queen Back to Wonderland. So what we're looking
back at... Back to Wonderland.
...is some very... Well, go on, Hugh. You're an artist slash designer. Describe what we're looking at here in, you know, creative terms.
Well, literally, we've got a lady dressed as Alice and a lady dressed as the Red Queen. I don't know who that is. Well, that's it, against like a fiery background for the Red Queen and like a colourful, flowery one for Alice.
Yeah.
It's like a publicity shot.
It
looks quite theatrical.
Yeah. These are publicity shots. They're not shots of the stage. They're not shots of the action. It doesn't tell us a lot about the show. It does tell us that this is going to be very updated. This is not your, you know, 1960s Alice with the straight hair and the headband. It's quite punk rock, I suppose. Do you know what it reminds me of in the style of it? What they've done with the Queens in Six. It's that kind of level reimagining. We've got some very, very strong colours. It's very... Ooh, very graphic-y. And there we've got now... Who's this?
Oh, they're those... I can't remember what they're called. that are in the woods when she gets lost, and then they all walk around.
And are they rubbing out the path?
No, that's a
brush dogs.
The brush dogs, yeah, that's different.
Okay.
This image, we're looking at a man in overalls, red and green, jumping, and he's got what looks like French fries coming out of the top of his head. It looks very French.
It does look
French. And a little bit like a Wiggles costume as well. Yeah. It's just very child entertainment kind of thing to it.
It doesn't seem to quite marry with what we've just seen of Alice and the Queen. I'm going on to another one. Now, this confirms, as we knew, basically, that this does include BMX.
Ah, the well-known BMXs of this classic tale.
The Wheelers.
Yeah.
And again,
how good a fit would that have been? Return to Oz would have been a great fit for this type of thing.
Yeah.
And they could have done all the same kind of costumes and everything. It would have worked absolutely perfectly.
Mm. So we've got the BMX. And it's hard to tell what he's meant to be. His costume is a bit obscured. It's pink. They've not tried to disguise the bike at all, which I thought they would do.
Ah, yeah, you.
It's just a bike.
I thought the bike might be a thing, if you know what I mean. But we'll just have to see. I'm excited about this. I used to like the Cars Motors Action. And I think these kind of shows that have got a USP, as in, right, we're doing BMXs. Apparently there's going to be a battle of the bands as well.
Faye says, I'd say he's a card.
Oh, yeah.
He could be a card. Looks like a card.
Ah, yeah, okay. Yeah.
He's got one black eye, which might be a spade or something over his eye.
We've got the back of Alice's head there, looking very curly and girly and wiggy. And then, this is the actual poster.
Nice poster.
Alice and the Queen of Hearts back to Netherlands.
Oh, so Alice.
Netherlands.
Alice is walking towards a giant keyhole, and there's like a sky beyond, through the keyhole, and but also the keyhole, the outside of it. Listen, I'm just this all for the listeners because everyone else is watching. He's kind of dressed up like the Queen.
Hmm.
The Queen of Hearts.
It looks a lot more Tim Burton's Alice in Wonderland than Disney's.
But not Tim Burton, but
it's not. No, it's not like...
It's like an
actual adaptation of that.
Yeah. Kerry says, I don't understand why they haven't done a Marvel-based stunt show like Black Panther. It would fit with Avengers Campus. What a novel idea.
Yeah. My hope... is that long term the entrance to this will be on the avenue down to the lake as opposed to in Avengers Campus.
You think it's here to stay? You don't think this space is going to be repurposed? Because isn't the London Park going to be somewhere near there as well?
Oh. Interesting. Don't know.
I don't know.
Is London Park going to be a route through to Avengers Campus at the back there and therefore a route through to this as well, potentially, I guess? Maybe that's it. Maybe it'll feel more in keeping with the theme once the park's there. Although you'd think, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, continuity at the moment is a little hard to predict because most of it's not built.
True.
I just know that at the moment, the entrance to that, or at least the old entrance to that, is in Avengers Campus and the other side of it is a building site. So if they're opening Spring 24, you're going to be going to this through Avengers Campus, which is a shame. But I don't think they can be doing that long term. I mean, I know that we sometimes say Imagineering's not what it was, but that's pretty basic stuff.
Yeah.
Claire says, the colours make me think of the Alice ride at Blackpool Pleasure Beach. We've also got a Stan.
Raring endorsement there.
Stan from the Solo Show has joined us in the chat.
Hello. Hey, Stan.
How you doing? Good to see you again. Kira says, a Black Panther show would have been amazing. And yeah. Ed says, it's a choice.
It's a choice.
It sure is.
Yeah. We haven't had a drink yet.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I have. Hey, ole! It's your time! All together! In your tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki cup. In your tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki cup. Well, you make yourself a beverage. I'll drink it up from your tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki cup. We're not sponsored by any of these foodstuffs, but we are having Tango Mango again. 2 litre bottle style.
It's nice, is that though, isn't it?
It is. It does taste very artificial though.
Do you know what? I was thinking about the drinks before we carry on, just because, you know, I feel like we need to make this show into more than just spicy stuff and news. Every week we do this tiki cup thing and we try to come up with clever things or different things to drink. But you guys could be telling us what to drink and we could be doing like we did with the tackies and saying, right, next week we're all going to drink this.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be good?
That's a great idea.
I think so.
Do we stipulate it's non-alcoholic
Well, if it's the first half of the year, it's non-alcoholic. If it's the second half of the year...
I went to a bottomless brunch last Saturday, and it was easier and less awkward for me just to drink.
Oh, no.
So I drank.
God, that's...
quite a bit.
And then we went to Aldi, and I forgot we'd bought bread.
Yeah, and then I bought bread in London, and I brought it all the way... I brought a single loaf all the way home on the train, just loose.
I said, what have you got that for?
And that's when I was sober the next day. Emma says, Katia finally gets what this song is now that I took her to the Tiki Room in California.
Yay!
Yay!
Hey. You're like, wait a minute, this is the Tiki Cup song.
More news?
They nicked it. Yep.
Mm. It's ladies' night. This is kind of old news now.
What a night.
It's ladies' night. Ladies get in for free on Saturday nights from now on.
No, it was International Women's Day.
Oh, of course.
But
oh,
yeah, why isn't that. There an International Men's Day?
Every day is International Men's Day.
That's true.
Are you...
Wait, yeah, I've been ironic.
We need to point out she's joking.
Okay.
Someone at work did actually whisper that to me. And I said, it's like November something, mate. I think it's 19th.
Yeah, sure.
And he went, really? Is it? And they went, oh, it's all right then.
So it's International Women's Day and they had additional meets and greets. I like this because I really like the people that they brought out. So it was lots of female characters that just don't often come out to play. So you had the fairy godmother, who I've always loved. She's got style. That periwinkle blue, delicious. Mm. And then Mirabelle and Usher, of course, very new, very recent, but they don't come out as often as you'd think. Usher from Usher. Wish. Mulan, Tiana in her big green ball gown, and Pocahontas.
Clarabelle, was she there?
She's often there,
she's
I think.
There. Yeah, she
yeah.
Is, that's true.
So I'm not sure who. I mean, I did see that people like Rapunzel were out for International Women's Day, but she's out all the time. You can't put her away, can't Rapunzel.
No.
But yeah, these were kind of the extra. Like, oh, did you see?
Nice.
What? No, Princess Elonwy.
Still no Elonwy, sorry.
Justice for Elonwy.
Explore new galaxies, boys.
Yeah. Right.
What's happening?
Is this that thing that I got confused about on Facebook the day, and I thought it was happening at DLP, but it's not, it's somewhere else?
It's Ahsoka and Mandalorian
on Star Tours.
On Star Tours.
It's not that.
They announced it a while ago, but now, but then it started this week, is it?
And Andor. Ahsoka, Mandalorian, and Andor.
You know all the places you don't want to go?
From the 4th of May. From May the 4th. So no, not yet. Hmm. But you're going to have some new lands in Star Tours. Now,
that's good.
The thing is, it is always nice to have a new route on Star Tours. And I must preface this by saying I love Star Tours, but I never go on it because I get very travel sick. And that is the worst ride, even with tablets.
Me and Bonnie like it, don't we, Bonnie?
I love it.
Our favourite land is... the Ewok one. What's it called? Kashyyyk or something.
That's not Ewoks.
Sorry, Wookiees.
Wookiees. Yeah.
But I have to say that none of the locations out of any of these series would mean anything to me. We've watched two of these series.
Yeah. Mando would be a lot of desert, wouldn't it?
Yeah, Mando's Tatooine again.
Tatooine. Mm. Which not all, I suppose, is it?
Well, do you know what? It'd probably be like around that like lake where they all... learn what the way is, where that big dragon comes and gets them. I can't remember much about this show.
Stan says, why aren't we all wearing green today?
Because of the green screen, we'd just be floating heads.
And also, my cup.
He's blue.
It's just not that big a thing, is it, in England? I mean, I think it's getting more of a thing, mainly so pubs can sell Guinness, but is it a big thing?
Well, St.
Patrick's
Day? Quite big, yeah. Yeah. I would say it's quite big, yeah.
I obviously hang out in the wrong joints.
Yeah. Could be.
Oh.
Did you see? Oh, I can't remember what the other bits of news were. So, and I don't want to preempt.
That's it.
Oh. That's it.
That's the end of the list.
Did you see? Was it John Parker who posted on the 37 Disney Street?
I think
Disneyland Paris Facebook group
about
the expansion rumours.
Let's see.
I just found it really interesting. Yeah. I'm not here to say, oh, yes, it's going to happen or anything like that. I just find it all very interesting. The idea of expanding...
It was, John.
Yeah, expanding a Star Wars land around the back there in all that space that isn't being used.
So should we explain what the thing's going to happen?
Well, Passport Wonderland...
Rumour has it.
Passport Wonderland shared this...
I just think it's nice to talk about stuff like this. Looks tweetish, doesn't it?
John shared it with us, and yeah, so it's a Star Wars expansion land behind Space Mountain. And is this at California?
No, that's us. Because that's our Space Mountain right there.
Oh.
That's the train station there. That's the actual train
station. But
have
they done it in California?
In California, they did put Star Wars Land into the main
park.
Right,
okay, yes. I was getting mixed up. So, because I said I'd be surprised if they put a Star Wars Land in the Magic Kingdom alongside the regular lands, and then someone said, that's what they did in California. So there is precedence for it, but I don't think that means they have to do it everywhere, and I think it's still kind of a weird choice to put it in the main park.
But Iger said this week, as recently as this week, that just because it's somewhere here doesn't mean we're not going to put it somewhere else. So it's obviously there in people in their ideas. They said that about Pandora, didn't they?
Yeah, Pandora.
Pandora could well end up in somewhere in Europe. I wonder which park in Europe you could have been referring to.
Alton Towers. Oh, guys, if anyone's seen the new Alton Towers advert, it's about the return of the Nemesis, isn't it?
Yes.
Has anyone seen that advert? Because the guy, isn't it? The only guy who's in the advert is our dear friend, Dan.
It is.
And he's brilliant. So after this, not now, but after this, go and go to YouTube. We're probably on it already. And just search for like Alton Towers Nemesis. And the security guard is played by our friend, Dan.
Who was also Ray Bentos for a while.
Ray Bentos from the Ray Bentos adverts. He was also in the Bartlett, what is it?
Oh, Albert Bartlett.
Albert Bartlett. What is it?
Potatoes.
I always think it's something to do with West Wing.
The potatoes, yeah. He does adverts. He's very funny. He's very good. Yeah.
So what seems to be happening, if you've ever been from the, we call it the secret path, but it's not actually a secret, from next to Small World down to behind the Hyperion.
By the train station there.
By the train station in Discoveryland. It seems that they're planning to build on there. So they're going to do, we're not saying they're going to do it. Rumour has it. That they might be doing a bit of a miniature Star Wars land behind Space Mountain and then expanding Fantasyland into that area where that path is. And then there's also kind of backstage parking lots and backstage buildings and things like that as well.
The thing for me about this is, if this is where the planned Star Wars land is here, and that is the train, that is the railway travelling from Paris in this general direction.
No, isn't that the...
No.
Discoveryland Railway.
No, the railway itself goes around here, like that.
Yeah.
Yes. This is the actual railway. So that's how close that all is.
Wow.
There. And if you think that the theatre is... the theatre is this bit here, I think, isn't it? I'm not doing a very good job of pointing this out. Sort of here.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of space behind, really, is there? And then here, they're going to have to build new backstage buildings for whatever rides they do, because the other part of it is they're talking about potentially expanding Fantasyland as well and putting more stuff back there as well, which is also this precedence for, because that's happened in US parks, isn't it? Oh, well, I wouldn't be surprised if they don't as well. But
I mean, this will be a long time in the future, because they won't start this until after they've finished the studios, and that's going to be take a while, and then plans change, so this is very, very far in the future. It doesn't seem entirely unlikely to me, because Disneyland Paris Park has been stagnant for, what was the last new ride we got in Disneyland Paris Park?
We've had
things like Mickey's PhilharMagic come into old buildings and stuff, but
Space Mountain? We had this question on a quiz once and I got the answer wrong. I don't know if you remember, but I wrote and complained.
Buzz Lightyear.
Buzz Lightyear, yes, that'll be.
But I mean, like 20 odd years old.
Yeah.
I don't know how old that is. I'm just guessing. But yeah, we haven't had a new ride in forever. So I think it's due some love.
Moritz has just pointed out in the chat, and absolutely right. Basically, the Star Wars land that was going to exist in studios isn't anymore by all accounts, and Lion King's being heavily mooted to be what's coming there. But we still have Star Wars presence, and it makes sense. I think everyone always agrees it makes sense. If you're going to have a Star Wars land, Star Tours should be part of that. Mm-hmm. So they don't want to shift Star Tours somewhere else. So it makes sense to me.
And the fact they've done Hyperspace Mountain and Spaceport and all that, it kind of is a mini Star Wars land already.
It's getting very, very far away from the Jules Verne style of Discovery Land, though, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I'm very interested in the Pandora coming to Europe. which kind of made that my first thought was, oh, it's not Lion King then, it must be Pandora, that must be what the third land is. They're still talking about that third land in the studios, aren't they? So, you know, as if there is going to be a third land.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all interesting. It's exciting. It's all time good. Time to come. Right, I've got some closures. This isn't exactly... Oh, I've
closure.
Got a, I've got a menu for you.
Oh, yes.
And I've got some closures. What do you want first?
Menu.
Menu.
Yeah, I thought you'd say that. One second.
Oh. Lucy's looking for a menu on her phone.
And I can't remember what it's called, and it's a little kiosk in Frontierland, and I haven't written it down.
Out something.
I thought it would be on the menu, and
Outpost,
it isn't.
Outpost, no, it's not called that. I can't remember either. It's 2 weeks since I looked at it.
Anyway, somebody's going to look that up for me, and in the meantime, I'm going to show you this menu.
There's a lot of dead air.
Overland Trail Cafe.
Overland Trail Cafe.
Not Overland Trail Cafe.
For the first time in Disneyland Paris history, we are getting the turkey leg.
Turkey leg's been here for a while, hasn't it?
No, has it?
Yeah, we did news on it last year or the year before last. It's a lesser spotted one, but it's been around.
Where's it been?
Somewhere in Frontierland.
I have never seen the turkey leg.
I haven't actually.
At Disneyland Paris.
Okay.
Okay.
Maybe I'm completely wrong, but I'm pretty sure we've done news on this maybe a year ago, maybe even a bit longer than that.
Somebody tell me about that.
It doesn't look as pink and horrible as it does in Disney World.
Last Chance Cafe for a while, Emma Sylvester says.
Okay, I stand corrected then.
The Disney World one just looks like something that's been hacked off a horse and like
yeah,
microwaved for 2 minutes. It looks horrible.
I think... also, from what I've heard from people reviewing the one in Disneyland, that it's very, very salted and all that kind of thing. And I can't see that going down as well in France.
Mm. We've never had it. Maybe it's time. Maybe it's time to get one.
I'd give that a go.
I'd get one from Paris.
Emma says it's not the same as the American ones. Smaller turkeys in France.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And then we've got this excited me a lot. We've got churros. With caramel beurre butter. Salted butter, caramel sauce and whipped cream.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen pictures of it in real life, not on the menu, and it's absolutely swimming.
What's
in
that
the,
little
in the cream.
Mexican skull made? Is that a chocolate? Is that just decoration? What is that?
I think that's just decoration.
Bit of clip art.
I think it could be, that could be chocolate.
It might be. It is in the actual thing. I've seen it.
I bet it's chocolate.
But I don't know what it is. And then, I can't get around here. And then just normal churros with sugar.
Standard churros, your bog standard.
We watched our first Disney video the other day, and there's a bit in the Ratatouille restaurant, Chez Remy, where Bonnie's about to eat a dessert, and she picks something off that's chocolate, but it's like got some kind of image on it, and she says... Is this chocolate? I can eat it. It's very cute.
Yeah. Right. So
this looks like this is a fun little menu. This I like the look of it.
This is snack game getting upped in that there are some. You know, there's a stand with a snack that you can buy that'll get you by.
Oh, that's where it is. It's that little hut, isn't it? Isn't it that little?
Sounds like
it. Yeah, there's just a little hut that's like. Is it opposite sort of Big Thunder Mountain?
Yes, that's exactly where it is. Yeah.
Yeah, it's normally like a refreshment cart, isn't it? Because normally I pass it and I think, oh, I feel sorry for you having to work there. That can't be a fun one, can it?
Well, it probably will be now.
Yeah, maybe. Or a nightmare.
What?
But yeah, so this is good. Now, I get what you're saying about Last Chance Cafe, but that is a quick service where you have to go in and you have to order and you have to, you know, all that kind of thing. The problem with Disneyland Paris is that the actual just kind of walk around the park snacks aren't as readily available. And this is just one more step towards it, which I'm delighted about.
we are getting rather excited about a turkey leg, though, aren't we?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not the turkey leg. It's the churros I'd be getting, I think.
Bonnie's correcting me. She said, is it sugar? I can eat it.
Is it sugar? I can eat it.
I'm glad she checked. She wasn't one of those kids who just put everything in her mouth.
Yeah.
You know, people go, we got to watch them. We didn't really. I mean, no, we did watch it, but we didn't have to. She wasn't one of those... Inquisitive types.
Right, yeah. It's already 20 past nine, so I'm going to start telling you about some closures. First of all, Studio One is definitely closing in its entirety. Hang on April the 25th. When I say in its entirety, everything within it is listed as closed, as in all the shops, all the restaurants, all the snack carts in Studio One.
It's going to look like a ghost land.
So unless they're letting people walk through it while they work on it, which I doubt, let's say that Studio One is closed from the 25th of April. Okay? That's important to anyone going fairly soon.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yes.
They're probably going to swoop you around that side thing between that and the Stitch Live area.
Yeah, down
the
that side.
The Courtyard Theatre, yeah.
And the toilets closing?
Yes, they are, because people are very upset about that.
Uh-huh. Like, not good, the toilets.
Good bogs. Good bogs.
There's a lack of toilets in the studios, isn't there? And yeah, good bogs. And then we also have Meet Mickey closes the 27th of May till the 1st of June. So that's only short. That's only 5 days. Pirates of the Caribbean is shut from the 3rd of June to the 21st of June. So nearly 3 weeks. Wow. And to me, that's a little bit of a game changer, right?
Oh, yeah. That's like, we're not going then. Yeah. Kind of thing.
Buzz Lightyear Laser Blast, 24th of June, time to be determined. Alice's Curious Labyrinth, 24th of June, time to be determined. So they're closing Alice's Curious Labyrinth right as the summer holidays start.
Yeah, or just that's before a big, it. Big space filler as well, isn't it? We'll get a lot of people in there.
And Buzz Lightyear. And the Olympics are on. Unless the TBD is just...
We might not.
No, but it might only be shut for a week and they're just not sure yet.
Yeah, it could just be... They need to do all that stuff, all these different ones, and they're going to work through them as they go. But also, the storybook and cases are shut literally indefinitely, aren't they? There's no reopening date at
all
for them.
And that is going to be a long one.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and that's...
It's one of these times, you know, like, they happen occasionally where, like... Things shut, like they have to seasonally now and again. But we've been before where we're just like, there was so much shut once when we went.
Mm.
It's the time to do it though, isn't it? Get through as much as you can in June so that when you get to August, everything's opening up again because that's when people are taking the summer holidays and so it's going to be busier and they want to make sure that they've got that whole period from then through Halloween to Christmas. They want as much open as they possibly can. So
yeah, as long as...
Go hell for leather.
Like, if you think...
They could do with another COVID, couldn't they, to shut everything down and fix it all?
There is definitely going to be a point when Buzz Lightyear, Alice's Curious Labyrinth, and Casey Jr. and...
Pirates?
The storybook boat ride are all shut. Mm. And the thing about those is they all cater to the same audience. They all cater, you know what I mean? So it's not things for teens and adults and it's not, you know, it's all kind of your 5 to 10 year old rides
it's
or
just
younger.
As much as they go, they try not to make it look too bad. If the studios, like so much of the studios is like a building site at the moment and then all these rides are going to be shut as well. Don't go in June, please just don't go.
Oh no.
Is anyone going in June?
Sorry, people.
If you're regulars, if you go there regularly and it isn't a once in a lifetime thing, then fair enough. But can you imagine?
Yeah.
That's what bothers me about it. I get it. It's open 365 days a year, and you can go whenever you want, and it's always going to be magical. And it is because when things are shut down, they put other effort into other things. So there's always something going on. There's always things that you can go and, you know, that can entertain you. They did all those. What do they call them? Cavalcades when the parades weren't running because they didn't want people massing together. They find ways of doing things that are entertaining, and that's great. But if you're going there and all you've ever wanted to do is go and ride on Pirates of the Caribbean, it's your first time, and you're going to get there, and you know it's going to be shut before you even set off. It's just
worse. You might not know it's shut.
Well, yeah,
because if it's your first time, you might not think, oh, I better just check everything's open. That might not occur to you, and you get there, and you'll be like, what the heck?
Excuse me.
Do I get a discount?
There's also a little bit of, I know I was joking about COVID, but during that period of COVID...
But you've got a cough.
They went through and touched up absolutely everything. And because they've done it all at the same time, nothing's staggered anymore.
Yeah,
that's
true.
They've got to leave things for longer periods in a mess, or they've got to do a load of it at the same time. And I think that's probably taken its toll as well.
Yeah.
Mm. And there we are.
It's a tough one. I know why they have to do it, but it's a tough one. And I don't, this might be my memory, but I don't remember them doing it that time of year before. That feels quite peak.
Yeah, it's normally earlier.
And the
isn't
other
it?
Thing is, it's definitely not going to be cheaper. You know, they do usually do it in January and things like that because it's very low season. So you pay less and you get less and you're like, oh, well, that them's the breaks. But that's going to be quite high season then, mid-June.
Do you think potentially that they're expecting, yes, they'll get a lot of day visits during the Olympics, but they're not going to get a lot of people going and holidaying there because there's so much else going on in Paris because of traffic and all of, you know, travel and transport and stuff. Maybe it's just not selling as well, and therefore it is a better time for them to be doing it.
Perhaps.
Maybe that's it. I'm sure there's a reason behind it.
Ken,
yeah, do you know what? There's probably so much thought and preparation going into this, and like, it's easy for us to go, oh, this sounds rubbish, but there must be, you know, this must be the best time to do some of this stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm giving it the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
Kimville 14 has just said, not worth the price with all the building work going on and ride closures. Won't be returning until they bring back the offers.
Good luck with that one.
No, I think the offers will return. It's just what the offers are and how many rooms it's offered on. Because when they do offers, they just put aside, let's say, 100 rooms in this hotel that have got that offer on, and when it's sold out, they've sold out.
Yeah.
And I just think they'll be more limited, they'll be more stingy. The days of going kids under 7 stay and play free and you get a free Disney dining plan, which is what our first trip was. Bonnie was free and we got a free dining plan and we got everything for under £1,000 including transport. Bonkers. Stayed for 5 days. Not our first trip, our first trip since having Bonnie, I should say.
It's hit a bit of a peak, hasn't it, over the last couple of years, I think, this kind of holiday, whether it's Disney or, you know, Universal or whatever it is, you know, it just seems to be so massively popular. Maybe that's because that's my world these days because of doing this,
that
everything I do online somewhere involves theme parks and stuff. It's kind of taken it over, but it does seem like everybody's doing these kind of holidays now and these kind of breaks and trying to go to places like Disney, so... Yeah, it's a funny one, isn't it? Can I give you something?
Yeah.
Just changing the subject slightly.
Yeah.
I got some stuff through the post this week.
Oh, I see.
Firstly, I got this. There you go.
Ooh.
Chris hands Lucy a blue envelope. Or envelope if you like.
Envelope.
Hi, I hope the granny square...
Lucy reads a card.
Hi, I hope the granny squares arrive okay. I got carried away as I really enjoyed making them. They are far from perfect, so I hope you can use them. I want to say a big thank you for the DLP show. My daughter Elsie and I love watching every week. Yay! My other daughter doesn't watch you, Lily. She's 14.
She hates you.
But did advise on what squares I should crochet. Thanks again, Tracy, from sunny Skegness. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tracy.
Right, let's see what Tracy's done for us.
There's a huge pile of granny squares here.
We have a Mickey on a white and red background. We have... Oh, let's guess what they are. What's this one? What's this one? It's a green background with yellow border, and then there's two white pom poms.
It's not a caballero,
is it that way up? Is it like?
I'm not sure about that.
I'm not sure what that one is. I'm going to leave that to one side.
Tracy can maybe let us know in the chat. But
so we've got
guesses in the chat.
A turquoise colour with purple spots. I think that
I'm going to zoom in on
Sully.
You. There you go. Bring it over.
Oh, it's Tinkerbell.
Oh, it is. Those are the shoes. Very good. We've got yellow with a red rose, a nice 3D red rose. So I'm presuming that is Belle.
Yes.
Very good.
He said confidently.
Oh, I like this one.
This is a good one. This is the Pixar ball.
Yep. Yellow with a blue border and a red star.
Andy's room. Luxor Junior ball.
We've got white with a pink bow that I'm going to say is Marie.
I reckon Marie. How are we doing there, Tracy? We're getting them right. Got another Mickey one, I take?
Yeah, and I almost did it that way so it looked like a face, but I think it's that way because I think it's his bow tie and his buttons on his trousers.
Yeah.
So many more.
So it's black with white spots and yellow bow there.
Tracy messaged and said, I've got 6 to send, and then overnight did another 6, I think.
They are very quick to just kind of, like say, very addictive. I'm going to need help with this one. We've That's a green border for anyone watching.
Mustard and blue with a black and green border. I don't know what that one is.
We'll get there. I think this is Maleficent.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's just purple and black. Maleficent. Good Disney bound.
Maleficent.
Maleficent. I like this one. This is, has got a very big red bow on it, and it's yellow base and blue and white. So I think that's Donald.
Oh, I thought it was Tweedledee or Dumb.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh, Goofy. This one's Goofy.
Oh, yes.
A Goofy Disney Goofy. Bound.
Right, yes. Right.
And then finally.
No, not finally.
Not finally.
Another one.
We've got red with white spots, which we think is Minnie.
Just, this is my favourite one. This is why I saved it to last.
Oh. There you go. I'm going to confess, I'm in the middle of one very similar to this.
It's Rapunzel.
So we've got a Rapunzel one that's purple with a blonde plait on it. Yay, that's excellent.
Was this one Donald, then I take it, Tracy?
Ooh, there you go.
Yay. Fantastic. Thank you so much, Tracy. That's wonderful.
Excellent work.
I'll count up how many we've got. I might start sewing some together now. We've definitely got enough to start sewing together.
Yes, it was Donald.
And then that'll encourage more people to send your granny squares.
We salute you.
15 centimetres by 15 centimetres, seal for play.
If you don't know what we're talking about, we're making a massive blanket for charity.
Charity? Who's charity?
What charity was it?
Dementia UK.
Dementia UK.
Dementia UK. Yes.
Have we got time for a trip report?
No, we don't, actually.
It's half past.
We genuinely
well,
don't.
Lucy just wants to show her pin then. Turn the right way around, Lucy.
Okay. Oh, that is cool.
We went shopping for cameras yesterday in town and I didn't find one. But Lucy, in an antique shop, we did find this Orange Bird Disney pin. They were £3 each, but we knew they were all scrappers.
They had about two dozen Disney pins in an antiques case, didn't they? And I just think it was someone who got job lots off the internet and given them to an antique store because I think they're all scrappers.
Yeah.
But as I've said before, I don't care whether things are scrappers or not. And I'm not going to trade this one because I collect Orange Bird pins and I've not seen that one before. So I don't care. And I'm happy.
No, yeah.
It's a good £3 spent, as I can see.
Yeah, I mean, if they sold all of those scrappers for £3 each, they've done well.
Oh, they have. Absolutely. Right. Shall I wrap up then?
Yeah, are we doing an EMT show? I believe we are, because I've posted the link.
We are. So if you are a Patreon member, you can have an extra 20 minutes of us chit-chattering away. And if you're not, we will see you next week. We will see them next week, won't we? Will we see you next week, Chris?
Debatable at the moment.
Debatable.
I'm doing a show next week, but I will have finished it. It's just that I wouldn't have been around for the last several days, so I might have to show my face to the family for a little while, but we'll see.
Yeah.
They could just watch the show.
They could watch the show, yeah.
Yeah.
Over My Dead Body, I think, is what Laura said last time I asked her to watch.
Okay, yeah, so...
She's a universal person.
With that rather positive note, I'm going to say, I've been Lucy, these have been the boys. Bye-bye.